Gray flannel trousers, the classic companion. Pants are not the focal point of a man's outfit. Rather, their job is to draw the eyes upward to your jacket or downward to your shoes, perhaps subtly flattering your legs. Additionally, since the legs move so much, a pattern that appears elegant on the torso becomes jarring below. It's no wonder, therefore, that virtually all men's pants sold today are solids. Gray, the most neutral of colors, does the job best. Whoever wears a sports coat, wherever and however he wears it, cannot go wrong pairing it with gray flannels. Now, there is, if you've got an exactly matching gray flannel top and you're trying to match it with the bottom and it's not truly a suit, then, you know, and especially if they're really close, then you can mess this up. But overall, guys, the point is gray flannel trousers belong in every man's wardrobe. And it just blows me away that so many men don't own them. And part of that is because they're hard to acquire. They're not something that you can walk into your local Dillard's or your JCPenney's or, you know, your Target and pick up normally. But they are out there. Besides custom clothiers, you just do a little bit of searching online and you're going to find some. So just as the gray suit looks good with any shirt and tie, so do gray trousers provide a sure footing for any sports coat ensemble. They work with brown or black shoes, from Oxfords to loafers. There is no color or pattern of shirt, tie, or jacket with which it clashes. Well, perhaps there are a few out there, but when it comes down to it, guys, what I'm saying is you can pretty much, if you've got those gray flannel trousers on, walk into your wardrobe and grab pretty much any shirt, and it's going to work. You can't really say that about blues or blacks. I mean, really, because they're almost too extreme. Gray flannel has the, because it's a mixture of both black and white, it's able to kind of transcend between the different areas. And in fact, I mean, Fred Astaire was probably the guy most known for wearing his gray flannels. And I think there's a story about Audrey Hepburn. She gave a gift to Fred Astaire, and it was of, was it Audrey Hepburn? I believe it was Audrey Hepburn. And it was a picture frame, and it had gray flannel all around it. So color aside, the texture of flannel is dressy enough for a blazer and tie while maintaining a long reach down the formality spectrum. And that almost sounds like it kind of contradicts itself because it does have texture. It doesn't have the slick look of the worsted wool. But gray flannel and flannel in general, because what you see is not only the color, but the texture. There's just something about the soft, napped surface, which draws people in, especially women, and they like to touch it. It's something that is almost going to draw people's hands. So at the end of the day, guys, any sport coat is going to look good. Any blazer is going to look great with gray flannel trousers. So if it's a fall Saturday morning, you know, a football game at your alma mater, or if you're just going out on an evening in the spring, consider gray flannel trousers. And remember, they come in, you can get them in light gray, medium gray, charcoal gray. And the style, when it comes down to it, they come in a wide variety of style like any trouser. But, you know, go for something simple, go for something classic. In any case, go for gray flannel. All right. That's it for this article.